I'm Gene DeLisio with a Mirrorwood Conference sports update for Tuesday, November 18th from WOSQFM.com. The high school girls basketball season begins in central Wisconsin on Tuesday with a number of Mirrorwood Conference schools in action Tuesday night. These are non-conference games on Tuesday evening. Newman plays at Columbus in Marshfield Tuesday at 7:15. Our broadcast of that game begins Tuesday at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 92.3 FM, WOSQ, and WOSQFM.com. Other non-conference girls games on Tuesday involving Mirrorwood Conference schools. Stratford is at home against Colby. Prentice at home against Spencer. Edgar is at home against Gilman. Marathon plays at home against Loyal. Rib Lake is at home against Owen Withy. Shawamigan also plays at home against Bruce. And the Assumption girls basketball team is on the road on Tuesday for a ball game at Westfield. The GoBound.com preseason girls basketball rankings for Wisconsin are in. In Division 4, Regis is ranked number 1 in the state. Stratford is number 8, and Marathon is honorable mention. In Division 5 girls basketball, Pacelli is number 1, Assumption 3rd, and Rib Lake is honorable mention. In college basketball action on Saturday, the W River Falls women's basketball team lost to Concordia of Moorhead 64-57. Anne Marie Owie of Auburndale scored 4 points in that game for River Falls. College wrestling action on Saturday at the Luther College Invitational. Stratford's Carter Luke competing for W lacrosse. Carter took 5th place in the Silver 197 division with a record of 5 wins and 1 loss. In college cross-country action on Saturday, the NCAA Division III Regionals held at Whitetail Golf Course in Colfax. The Women's Championship won by lacrosse, with Carleton College 2nd and UW-Eau Claire finishing 3rd. Former Athens High School standout Elizabeth Van Rixel, running for Concordia of Mequon, finished in 143rd place with a time of 23:24.5. The Edgar High School football team meets Darlington in the WIAA Division 6 football finals at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison on Thursday. Game time 1 p.m. Our broadcast begins Thursday at 12:45 on Sports Radio 92.3 FM, WOSQ, and WOSQFM.com. Edgar Wildcats are still unbeaten this season for coach Jerry Sins.
Well, we had quite a bit of experience coming into this season because a lot of these guys played as juniors last year when we managed to win the state title. So we started out the year, you know, pretty darn experienced. I thought we played, you know, very well early, probably because of that experience. Our two non-conference games being Ladysmith and Stratford, and we won both of those. As the season started, you know, we played Auburndale way early, too. They might have been our first conference game, and they were another good team. They ended up 8-1, but we won that game fairly well, too. So we thought, you know, things were going good. As the year's gone on, I suppose other teams are starting to catch up with us a little bit in terms of experience. We've had a few little nicks and bruises here and there where we had to, you know, mix some guys in, like every team does. But yet we played well week 9 because we played Abbey and they were 6-2 and they were big and we shut them out. So I think we're in pretty good shape now. I'm guessing, you know, possibly that Lyle was maybe a little more focused and a little more, you know, urgent maybe than we were in that first playoff game because they had struggled late in the year. And we came into the playoffs with 5 straight shutouts. And, of course, some of those teams are not that strong. And so we may have had a little bit of a false sense of how good we were, you know. But I think we're squared away now, and we realize that every game's going to be tough.
Edgar High School football coach Jerry Sins. The Wildcats meet Darlington in the WIAA Division VI championship game at Cam Brandl Stadium in Madison on Thursday. Game time is 1 p.m. Our broadcast begins Thursday at 12:45 on Sports Radio 92.3 FM, WOSQ, and WOSQFM.com. College football action on Saturday. The St. Norbert football team lost to Lakeland 35-25. Stratford's John Seitz had three tackles in that game for St. Norbert. The Ripon football team beat Lawrence 48-7. Marathon's Drew Love had three tackles, two tackles for loss, and one quarterback sack for Ripon. And the St. Olaf football team lost to St. John's 63-21. Stratford's Noah Barrett had one tackle in that game for St. Olaf. And that is our Merriwood Conference Sports Update for Tuesday, November 18th. I'm Gene DeLisio reporting for WOSQFM.com.